with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's optimism about a revised version of President Trump's peace plan to end the war in Ukraine.
But diplomats face an uphill struggle to try and reconcile Ukraine and Russia's red lines. Both Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin have cautiously welcomed the outlines of the US plan. Still, officials on both sides have indicated a long road ahead, because there seem to be major sticking points that appear unresolved, such as Ukraine ceding territory and how to ensure Ukraine's future security.
Correspondent Susie Bland, U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin tomorrow in Moscow. Meteorologist Rich Otto with the National Weather Service says the next winter's storm system will affect the East Coast.
Current thinking has an area of pressure that's going to form along the frontal boundary over the southeast and then track northward up the East Coast during the day on Tuesday. And as that happens, the snow is going to be moving into northern portions of the Mid-Atlantic, Pennsylvania, New York, and then portions of New England as well.
More than 8 inches of snow fell at Chicago O'Hare International Airport this weekend, setting a record for the highest single-day snowfall in November at the airport. West Virginia's governor says a National Guard member from his state who was shot last week in an attack in Washington, D.C. remains in serious condition but has shown some positive signs. Governor Patrick Morrisey said he was told 24-year-old Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf gave a thumbs up that he could hear a nurse's question and wiggled his toes. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 427 points. This is SRN News. Democrats have a religious imbalance in their party.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the country's two major political parties and has concluded that on average, Republican voters are a lot more religious than Democratic voters. But the Pew report also finds that while Republicans of all races are roughly equally religious, amongst the Democrats, only black voters make faith a priority. Black Democrats are much more religious than their white or Hispanic fellow voters, presenting another fracture in an already fractured party.
Correspondent Michael Harrington. Pope Leo joined Orthodox patriarchs and ecumenical leaders in Turkey over the weekend to commemorate the 1700th anniversary of the Council of Nicaea. This historic gathering produced the Nicene Creed, a statement of faith still recited by millions of Christians around the world. The Nicaea gathering took place at a time when the Eastern and Western churches were still united. This is SRN News. Airbus has updated most of its 6,000 A320 passenger jets to fix a software glitch that could affect flight controls.
The European airplane maker says a vast majority of jets have received necessary modifications. Fewer than 100 still need the updates. Airbus apologized for disruptions over the weekend as airlines rushed to implement the changes. The issue, flagged Friday, involved intense solar radiation corrupting critical flight data. The problem is suspected in a JetBlue incident October 30th. The FAA and European regulators required the update. Rich Thomason reporting.
Starbucks will pay about $35 million to more than 15,000 New York City workers to settle claims it denied them stable schedules and arbitrarily cut their hours. The settlement agreement was announced Monday. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.